You've been the assist guy for a while. How did it feel to get that one going here today?
Yeah, it was awesome. I thought we were working it around pretty well, and they kind of was a change of sides, and when that happens, sometimes you can slide down the middle, and Scheif made an unbelievable pass to me, and just had to basically find that far side of the net, which was nice.
Persistency as a group pay off here today because you were able to get the lead at one point and they just didn't go away?
Yeah, I mean, for us, obviously, looking back a couple games, the Edmonton game, carrying a lead into the third and not being able to close it out kind of thing and kind of changing our game a little bit after giving one up. So tonight I thought we did a really good job of, I thought we were great off the start tonight and then had a couple penalties. They kind of got momentum, which is going to happen in a game. We bounced back, started rolling through the second, and then give up one early in the third, and we responded really well. We just kept playing the same way, and LB was great in the net. So I think, just that portion of the game, finding a way to hold on to that lead was huge.
40-plus saves for Brisbois. What did you think of some of the timeliness of some of his saves?
Yeah, he's a strong guy in the net. I mean, he's very fit. I mean, he battles in there even in practice. I mean, everyone that's at our practice, he's he never gives up on a puck, and he's seemingly got a wide open net, and he's sliding across or diving or throwing his stick. So tonight again, just like his first start, I mean, he made a bunch of big saves, really, especially when they got some momentum, which again. Guys are good in this league. There's teams are going to get momentum, and they did, and that's when you need your goalie to make some big saves, and he did.
Josh, did you feel that power, that first power play you guys had in the second period, that grabbed some momentum for your team where the second unit was out for about a minute and a half and did everything but score?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, even looking back before that, Laos had a big heavy check, and so did Buff. And right after the puck goes down the other end, after Buff makes that hit, and we draw that penalty, and then from there, that unit did a great job of getting, like you said, just about every chance you could in every aspect, and it just didn't go in. So, those guys did a great job on that power play. But even before that, Laos and Buff with the huge hit really got that momentum going.
You get the power play goal yourself, or your unit out there, and then you had another one where you guys controlled it in the third period and didn't score. Is that something we should get used to seeing, where even when maybe the Jets aren't scoring, they are looking dangerous almost every power play?
Well, I think our keys on the power play are being aggressive and really hunting down pucks. So I think both of those cases were you get a great chance and there's a loose puck to the corner and our retrievals were great, our forwards down low, finding their outs around the wall and beating, the Arizona players to the pucks, and thus, we get control of it again and it doesn't go down, 200 feet. So I think just the way that our forwards were really jumping on those loose pucks and getting it back off of a chance, that's something that we want to continue to do because it's those second, third opportunities where a lot of times you do score. So, it was well executed in my mind.
You told us, Josh, right after you signed the bridge, that you weren't looking long-term, what that could mean for you. It was more like you and your agent talked about just having a real good start to the season, really following through. How have you liked your start?
Yeah, again, business side of the game, I guess, is something that I just kind of don't really worry about. I have goals of where I want to get to as a player and how I want to improve as a player and areas I think that I worked on in the offseason, things like that, coming into this year. So those things all work themselves out over time. Again, I love playing here, would love to play here for a long time. But for the start of this season, I think, I've been happy with the work I put in the offseason, I think, helped me. I think some of those things are starting to feel pretty good. But it's a long season. It's a grinding season, and there's really good players in this league. So I think you constantly have to be, on your toes and trying to improve because, again, if you're not doing that and you're complacent, you're probably in trouble. So
it's got to feel like an extra vote of confidence, though, that you got a fully healthy lineup, and here you are game 7 or 8 into the season, and you're anchoring the top power play unit. Is that a development that maybe even you saw coming this early?
As a player, all you can do is work your hardest and try to improve on your game. Again, I think going back to when I was younger, I've always felt like that's an area of my game that I can improve and excel at and something that I can do at the NHL level. So it's something I've worked hard at, but again, it's a privilege to be on the power play in general, and something that just all in general, the general theme for me is, you know, I never want to be complacent. You're always trying to get better. Obviously, you're excited and happy to be out there, but, you know, it's a lot of responsibility, and you have to take it as such with holding it in that high esteem and being ready to go.
Josh, you guys are in the second half of the homestand here now. Do you like where your club is at so far through what you've been able to do in this building here over the last week or so?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, it's early in the season, and again, we have to develop our identity as a group. Last year was last year. New players, new faces, everything. It's a totally new season, so we have to you know, again, identify home ice as a tough place to play for road teams, and that's something that I think we have been doing a pretty good job at. But yeah, we have to find our identity as a group and our roles, and I think it's been going really well.